Governor rolls back reopenings. 19 counties face more indoor lockdown measures. Newsom urges cancellations for public firework displays, large gatherings. By Evan Simon, July 1, 2020. On Wednesday, Governor Gavin Newsom announced a return of lockdown measures in 19 counties where they had recently been reinstated, closing many indoor businesses and operations in advance for the July 4th weekend. Contra Costa, Fresno, Glen, Imperial, Kern, Kings, Los Angeles, Merced, Orange, Riverside, Sacramento, San Bernardino, San Joaquin, Santa Barbara, Santa Clara, Solano, Stanislaus, Tulare, and Ventura counties are now facing indoor shutdowns. According to Governor Newsom, restaurants, wineries, movie theaters, entertainment venues, zoos, museums, and card rooms must close all indoor operations, with bars facing a temporary total shutdown. However, the governor insisted that outdoor operations as well as socially distant functions such as takeout or pickup services would not be hindered. This doesn't mean restaurants are shut down, explained Governor Newsom on Wednesday. It means that we're trying to take the activities, as many activities as we can, these mixed activities, these concentrated activities, and move them outdoors, which is a way of mitigating the spread of this virus. Governor Newsom reinstated some of the restrictions following a dramatic increase in the number of coronavirus cases within the state. On Tuesday, California reported a record number of new cases in a day, with 8,610, as well as a new high in the number of daily deaths with 103. Bottom line is, the spread of the virus continues at a rate that is particularly concerning, said the governor. Newsom, as well as state health officials, are also concerned that a high number of new cases could lead to overburdening hospitals with new patients. Health officials have also warned at both the human cost and the financial cost in the rise of new cases. In addition to the closings before the holiday weekend, Newsom also urged Californians to social distance and continue to wear masks, especially at any July 4th events. Wearing a face covering is a sign of toughness. It's a sign of resolve. It's a sign of someone who gives a damn, added Governor Newsom at a press conference. Our actions have an impact on other people. There's a reason in this country we require seatbelts. There's a reason in this country we require helmets when you are on a motorcycle or a scooter. And that is not only to protect you, but also to protect others. Many local areas also added additional safety measures and shutdowns this weekend. In Los Angeles County, all beaches, piers, and bike paths will be closed from Friday until Monday. State beach parking in the LA and Bay areas will also be closed during the weekend. Many cities will also be following Governor Newsom's suggestion in not hosting group gatherings or firework displays, including the large Pasadena fireworks event on the 4th. Many local officials have agreed with Newsom over the expanded temporary shutdowns during the holiday weekend. A lot of businesses are still hurting, but those higher rates don't lie, noted Doug Lee, a restaurant owner speaking for several LA restaurants and cafes. This is what we need to do to protect those who can't handle the virus but also keep businesses open. I very much want everything to be open and be how it was before COVID-19, but we have to do what we need to do right now for the greater public good. America has gotten a lot of criticism over this overseas, and this is a time where we prove we can stop this. If it means no public fireworks and having to order in, it's what we have to do. With many state agencies, such as the California Highway Patrol and the Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control on the lookout to enforce the governor's orders, Newsom expressed that he hoped that they wouldn't be too harsh on them for a first offense. It's more education. I'm not coming out with a fist, said Governor Newsom. All returning lockdown measures are currently in place in California. Should the number of new daily cases go significantly down, it is expected that the returning restrictions would be removed again. As soon as it's safe, we should be allowed to do business again, added Lee. We need to be safe, but we shouldn't have to risk our businesses if we get no financial protection or relief.